Now, another super high yield condition for you is chronic mucocutaneous candidiasis. Very high yield for pediatrics. Tell you exactly how it's going to present. They're going to say you have a 17-year-old girl who's had recurrent cutaneous skin infections with candida from childhood. She has a 1-year history of autoimmune thyroiditis. She has a 2-year history of type 1 diabetes. And then they ask you for the mechanism of her infections. And the answer is going to be defect in cell-mediated immunity. That's chronic mucocutaneous candidiasis. It's defect in cell-mediated immunity. That's T cell dysfunction. T cell dysfunction. Autoimmune diseases and immunodeficiencies go together. So when you've got, let's say, like if you have lupus, you can get increased risk of, let's say, pernicious anemia. Okay? Autoimmune diseases go together. Immunodeficiencies also frequently have a link. There's no one specific link, but there's links to autoimmune diseases and other autoimmune links to other autoimmune diseases and immunodeficiencies. Okay? So when we said like IgA deficiency, increased risk of A to P, those patients also get like vitiligo sometimes. And chronic mucocutaneous candidiasis, they can get thyroiditis, De Quervain thyroiditis. They can get type 1 diabetes. That's why they'll mention it in the vignette. I'm telling you right now, this isn't me like just making it up. It's actually, I'm regurgitating what I've seen from the mastery series. Because students will say, "What's the relation there?" And I'm telling you, it's just, oh, that's normal. Like you expect kind of those things go together. And then finally, Wiskott-Aldrich, that was on my 2CK. Do you know the triad for that?
No.
So Wiskott-Aldrich, you need to know is T cell dysfunction. And so if they ask you which cell, it's T cell. That was the answer on my exam. 2CK, not step one. Okay, the answer was T cell for Wiskott-Aldrich. And they give a triad in a boy because it's X-linked recessive. They're going to give you thrombocytopenia. So like epistaxis or petechiae, bruising. So thrombocytopenia, eczematoid skin lesions, and immunodeficiency due to T cell dysfunction. Got it? Immunodeficiency is very, very high yield for pediatrics. We didn't discuss all of them. We don't need to. Yieldness, but that's like the that's the crux, like those that we discussed. And we'll see more stuff on it.